is as important, if not more important, than the destination. So keep that in mind. When you striving, you struggling, you trying to get somewhere, remember where you are right now, the journey that you are on right now is the most important thing. It's the most important step in your life, right here, right now. Do not search high and low, because the key to your transformation is right here, right now. So remember the 4R, whatever you do this weekend, you're gonna rest, you're going to relax, you're going to rejuvenate, you're going to recharge. And there are also 4S. So what are the 4S? Number one, to be able to rest, relax, rejuvenate, recharge, you need to slow down. Slow down everything. Slow down your breathing. Slow down your speech. Slow down your thinking. Slow down your walking. Slow down your eating. Slow down all the mental processes. That is very important. Slow down everything. You're not going anywhere. You're gonna be stuck here for 2 days. So just slow down. Just enjoy and relax. By slowing down, you create a space for watchfulness, mindfulness, to be watchful. What are you going to be watchful about? You're going to be watchful mainly and especially of your inner movement. What is the inner movement? The inner reaction, your emotional reaction, your, basically you, this is probably the first taste for you to get to know so intimately with yourself, because nobody has ever taught you this. And you know, I think the most important thing in the world is to teach our children to be watchful, to how just be. And it's not being taught, because probably the teachers don't know either. The teachers and all the professionals in the world, they are depressed, they're stressed out too. So there's no way to teach this thing. But we need these skills. This is about the time we need to really make this thing popular. You know, just slow down. You're not getting anywhere. So number one, slow down. Number two, silence. Silence creates openness. Silence brings you to the heart space. In your mundane state of wakefulness, it's not really wakefulness because you are asleep. Because you are in your head space, you are in your mind, you're in your head. In the head, there is no silence. Unless you are a trained like meditator or someone who has gained understanding of the nature of the mind, your mind is usually filled with garbage 24/7. Please check right now. What is going on in your head? Are you even aware? What is going on? Are you listening to me or are you listening to your own mental chatter? Do you know the difference? Do you know? What is to listen? Why listen and silent have the exact same letters? Listen, silent. Because to listen, you need silence. To listen, your mind needs to be turned off. To listen, you cannot broadcast. So silence in the mind is how you listen. So again, check with yourself. Are you listening? Or are you daydreaming? Or are you rambling to something else? Your body is here, but your mind somewhere else. It's very common, right? So are you with me? Check with yourself. Are you ladies with me? Silence. So slow down, Silence, those two bring wakefulness, watchfulness. So watchfulness leads to wakefulness. If you want to be awake, if you want to be aware, you have to be watchful. Again, as I said, watchful of your mental space, the inner movement in your mental space. That's what watchfulness is. Watchfulness meaning you watch yourself when you are judging, because we are judging 24/7, aren't we? We going to attach like or dislike to anything that we cross path with, either an event, either a person, whatever it is, we going to judge all the time, because that is the nature of the mind. The mind judges 24/7, no exception. But being watchful means that you are aware that you are judging, and you are not being seduced by your judgment. So sometimes in my mind, I would say, you know, nasty things about some people. But since I'm awake, I just let the thoughts go. I don't take my thoughts about anyone so seriously anymore. You know, somebody can annoy me. I can be annoyed, can be irritated. That is the farthest I would go in terms of emotional turmoil, just getting annoyed. Angry is something else. Being angered, I don't have that anymore, at least as I'm aware. You know, probably I get angry, as I said, maybe twice a year. Then, you know, because I get angry only twice a year, then I can be anything when I'm angry. So if I want to scream, I scream, I let it out. I don't feel guilty. I have no problem with my anger. I create no complication with my anger, because I'm awake, because I accept all ranges of emotions, because I'm human. It is okay to be angry. It is okay to be judgmental of people. What is not okay is to believe all those things that you tell yourself about how other people have wronged you, about how people are nasty and this and that.